Welcome to What's the 211 podcast, where we provide you with information about resources and programs in your community. 211 Maryland is a health and human service line for anyone seeking help for themselves or someone else. You can dial 211 if you need help with food, rent, or other services. Text your zip code to 898-211 or visit our website at www.211md.org. If you or someone is in a mental health crisis or needs help with substance abuse, dial 211 and press 1 to immediately be connected with someone.
Hello and welcome to What's the 211, where we provide information about resources and programs in your community. 211 Maryland is a statewide resource available by telephone, internet, text, chat to connect with residents about health and human resources. You can dial 211 from your phone, text your zip code to 898-211, or visit our website at www.211md.org to search for needed services. Anyone who is seeking crisis services or resources for mental health or substance use, please dial 211, press 1 to speak to a call specialist immediately. Today, we are joined by members from the Governor's Office of Community Initiatives. We have Executive Director Steve McAdams, Chief of Staff Winston Wilkinson, and Communications Director Sue Koo. So welcome, everyone.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Welcome. Thank you. So please, before we start, if you can just tell us a little bit about your office and sort of what you all's role is within the office.
Yeah, we're the governor's arm that reaches out to the community, and we're his eyes and ears, and we connect, and we make sure that the community has the resources they need to fulfill whatever objective that they have.
Yeah, and my role basically is internal, so I kind of run the office and make sure the train's on the tracks and allows the executive director to be out in the field and to do more, and I do get out in the field, but that's Steve's major role is to get out and to touch base and to get more involved in the community.
And I love being external, being out and seeing the, you know, it's unbelievable what we see across the state. There are so many great acts from community members doing things to serve the community. There's so many opportunities. There's so many resources that it's just, it's very empowering.
Great. And I understand that there are multiple commissions within a department. Is that something you can tell us a little bit about what those commissions are and exactly what they do?
Yeah, we have about 7 different commissions, and they represent the different diversity in the state. We have African American Commission, we have Native American, Asian, and along those lines. And these commissioners go out and they reach out to the community, and they look for ways to bring the services from the state to the needs of the community. So we try to find, bring kind of a togetherness between the needs of the community and the resources we have from the state.
Yeah, the governor really insists that he wants to make sure that we, the government, the cabinet, the members of the Maryland state government, serve the public and make sure that we work for the public and not for government. So we want to make sure that we go, we want to extend the extra hand. You know, if somebody needs services that for licensing or for a permit or for business or for higher education, you know, we'll take them by the hand, call the department, and then we'll introduce them and make sure that they get those resources.
Right. I know the governor is really excited about these commissions. And so are the folks who are head of these commissions, are they sort of ambassadors for each commission that you have? Is there someone in the community that sort of facilitates that?
Absolutely. So each commission has approximately 21 members. And the key is that they, if you will, if we were a business, they're kind of like our reps out in the field that are sourcing opportunity for us. So whether it's an individual that has needs or a business that's looking to relocate, they bring them into us, and then we'll work and vet them and figure out where we can assist them with what agency.
Okay. And these commissions are statewide?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Give us a chance to be on the ground. So we out there, we really know what's going on out there and have that connection through the commissioners. And like Steve was saying, we actually ambassadors for the governor. It's not political, but it's, we reach out, touch the needs of those communities.
Okay. Are there particular activities that each commission does throughout the year? Are there certain things or certain activities that
they do?
Happen?
Each commission, most of the commissions have a Heritage Month. And so they celebrate the Heritage Month. They'll do a big signature event for the year. And then in addition to that, not only do they do business or business events, cultural events, faith-based events, we're active all throughout the year in interacting with the communities.
And how do folks normally find out about the specific commissions within a department?
So they can do a couple things. One, they can come to our website, which is GOCI.Maryland, spelled out, MARYLAND.gov. And on there, they'll have a list of each specific commissions. Or hopefully, since we're out interacting with the communities, we'll be at one of their events and they'll hear us talking and explaining what we'll do. So we try and go to where the communities congregate and make sure that they know our presence is there.
Great. And so how do folks mostly get involved? Do you hear, or what are some of the feedback that you get from individuals who are part of some of the commissions?
I get most of positive feedback, you know, when I'm out in the community. For example, one of the commissions we have that oversees we have a Banneker Douglas Museum, and that museum houses a lot of the black artifacts and a lot of history of the black community. Mm-hmm. So when I go out, I'm able to go to churches and in the black communities, and we get a very positive response from the community.
Great, and I know that one of the governor's big initiatives is the Day to Serve, where a lot of folks will volunteer and connect throughout the state of Maryland. Have you seen sort of a big impact from those folks who are volunteering?
It's, you know, Day to Serve is an unbelievable way to give back to communities. It's a month long initiative that we compete against the District of Columbia, West Virginia, and Virginia, and we're proud to say for the last 5 years, we've almost beaten the output of all of them combined with service hours. And, but the Day to Serve is really a way for people to give back, and for us using the governor's platform to promote the importance of volunteerism and helping those in need.
Are there any particular events that may be coming up that folks should be aware of, or that folks should be able to connect to?
Yeah. Well, let's see. We have Legislative Night down on Capitol Hill.
Okay.
And so we invite the community to come down and meet with their legislators. And, and since they are in session for the next 3 months, so it's very busy down there. So, but they get a chance to come down and meet legislators from their communities and be able to, again, ask questions and share their needs and to just have a direct relationship and contact face-to-face with their legislative members.
And we have several events coming up for Black History Month, but one that we're particularly proud of is that we started a awards program for volunteers, African-Americans who are volunteer either through business or nonprofits, that we house an award ceremony at Banneker Douglas Museum, which is a state museum on African-American history. Last year was our inaugural year on that. This year is our second year. And, you know, we had a great response as far as nominations, and this year awardees are going to be really tremendous. And then in addition to that, we have coming up in May the National Day of Prayer Breakfast, which is just it's a fantastic morning where we bring all the faith leaders from across the state together. The governor has a prayer breakfast, and, you know, you leave the prayer breakfast feeling like you're on top of the world. Mm-hmm. It's a great event.
And we also have the Asian American community, because, you know, our First Lady is from Korea. And we begin now to gear up for Lunar New Year. And that's a big thing. And they just had a kickoff at the governor's house. Steve was there. And so that's one big event. And they're really busy. So that's going to be busy for the next 3 months. So we invite everybody to want to come involved. And we have a big event over in Gaithersburg in the mall over there. And the First Lady comes out, Lake Forest. And we might have thousand people plus that come out to that.
And the great thing is that you know, all the different cultures and ethnicities and people that we have in the state, it makes us stronger, and it makes our state so much richer and important. You know, in the Asian community, there's probably not a more important tradition than Lunar New Year celebration, and we held last week at Government House a celebration for that. I had community leaders from all over the state come in, had a great celebration, had representatives from the various embassies come in. And Lunar New Year is actually the kickoff is this Sunday, the 26th, and we have a lot of great events to celebrate the community.
And each commission, they have their own events. Native American, they have some big events,
okay.
And they invite the community to come out and learn more about Native Americans and African Americans and Asian,
Middle Eastern,
and yeah. So each one had their own taste of their culture.
Okay.
And so the community can come out and get a taste of their culture, whether it's food, language, or just experience these different cultures that are here in their communities.
And the African diaspora is a very strong yes. commission and doing a lot of great events all around and very, very proud and giving community as well.
Yes, it just sounds like a great opportunity for folks to be able to come out and learn about others, but also experience the culture, which I'm sure is great. And so I'm assuming these are all for all ages, kids and yes. adults able to come out to understand and learn.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is a great opportunity. And so how big is the office? How big is your particular office?
We have about 30 employees. And,
mm-hmm. Okay.
And most of them are mostly in the field most of the time.
Okay.
So I don't have a lot to manage in the field except to make sure that everybody's out and everybody's touching base and they come back, touch base.
On a daily basis, the folks that work in our office, you know, we build bridges in several different ways. Not only do we work with community members directly, but we work with business, foundations, nonprofits, community groups, so that way we can kind of act as a facilitator mm-hmm. so that we know when we come across someone, hey, we know a great fit for them and we're able to pair them together.
For example, Steve done a great job for some little community over in Sea Pleasant. And so he's worked with that little community over there where I grew up at, and he was able to go in there, work with the mayor, and do international, almost international stuff to try to bring business into that community. So in terms of community engagement, business engagement, mm-hmm. some international flavor in there too. So Steve tried to do a lot of that because his background is business,
okay.
And he works with these municipalities to try to help them as they try to build up the economic base.
Yeah, we try and listen, try and understand what they're doing, try and discover. Someone calls up and talks to us about what they're doing. We're like, hey, why don't we come out and see and walk through your facility or your organization? Because a lot of times they may not even know really what to express where certain people are looking. It just enables us to connect people. But the mayor of Sea Pleasant, he is just an unbelievable guy. And he has built the first smart city in America where he is now they're traveling around the world speaking about it. IBM's working with them and wow. everywhere else. And what's going on in Sea Pleasant is just really empowering.
That's great. And it sounds like really a lot of the work and the backbone of your office is the partnerships.
Yes.
And I guess mm-hmm. and the folks in the community that you work with that sort of help builds and facilitates a lot of the work
yes.
that you all are doing.
Yeah, so it's all partnerships. We don't have any grant money mm-hmm. and we don't have any effect on policy. But what we are charged with is, you know, while the governor's working, he can't be out in the field all the time. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're his reach to get deeper into all the different communities because the governor insists that all communities across the state are to be heard and that we're to work with all of them. He wants to make sure that we're, he wants to make sure that we're working for the people and not working for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And I'll let Steve talk more about, within our office, we also have an office called Governor's Office of Service and Volunteerism, and also Volunteer Maryland. Volunteer Maryland is an entity within our office where we try to work with different nonprofits, schools, and all of that, and look at their volunteer needs. And that office actually goes out, partnership with them, and try to help them to develop and train the staff to understand volunteerism, how to bring more volunteerism and build capacity within their office. So we get AmeriCorps members, we train them to go in and to train these or nonprofit and schools or wherever there's a need in the state.
Okay. And so for all the nonprofits that are underfunded, because of course with nonprofits it's always a funding issue then, and those who are looking for additional staff and volunteers, so your yes. office can actually help support them with volunteer staff to help yeah. support their mission and work. Wow,
So the governor, all governors, all 50 states receive funding from the National Service Corporation, federal government agency, and they fund the AmeriCorps programs. So we have 19 programs in the state. We just hit a record this year because we just hit a milestone of receiving over $5 million in funding. Wow. And The programs and the mission is that we want to fund the AmeriCorps programs who go out and like Winston said, they build capacity with bringing in volunteers for a specific program, and or if you're a smaller program that can't afford for staff and to build that capacity, there's volunteer centers in each county that we help build capacity with where you could go work with them and they could direct you on whatever specific need that you have. But in addition to receiving the money for the service, Governor Hogan's very big, and he knows that the way we can make the biggest difference the quickest is by volunteerism. When we can get corporations, whether it's a financial corporation or a food corporation, that go out and teach people how to be financially literate or how to cook properly and be healthy or how to exercise or simply go out and paint a building or pick up trash or volunteer to read in schools, you know, that's where we can really make a huge difference without any cost, and we can do it in real time very quickly.
And what impact does it have on businesses as far as economically being able to provide this volunteer base to nonprofits and so forth?
You know, you're seeing over the last 5 years, we've seen a huge switch with companies. There's a big push, especially for those coming out of college, where people want to volunteer. And it's almost part of the culture of most businesses and growing. So in most parts, if a larger corporation doesn't have a volunteer arm or robust where they're working, they have a hard time attracting talent. So we've been very key in being able to connect with opportunities. We've been key in being able to bring those corporations to the table where they can discuss and collaborate on ideas, or they can stack their programs where they can be in a targeted zone where they can make a bigger difference. Mm-hmm. So it's tremendous what we can do, and it's tremendous what volunteerism does to the culture of enterprise.
Yeah, just making folks feel good for some of the work and the impact that they're having, and especially with the school systems as well. And so for folks who have an interest, if there are nonprofits and schools who have an interest in, you know, working with your office to obtain volunteers or just find out, it's just basically going to the website or contacting your office to see how to get involved.
Absolutely. Yep, contact us. And, you know, the other sector that we can't leave out is our wonderful faith-based community.
Yes.
And we have a faith-based outreach arm in our office. And first, we want to say thank you to all the faith-based communities because, you know, what they do day in and day out to help people out and be the fabric of a lot of communities is just, I mean, it's just amazing the volunteers they have and what they do. So very robust. We work with all the different religions, and we bring people together, and we make sure that we are trying to break down some silos, if you will, where they're starting to partner and do things together. And it's just, you know, it's just very refreshing to see.
And I'm saying the governor is very lenient with his time because he tries to be at a lot of the events that we have. And staff puts a lot of time in, you know, because we have to go out and we try to give out citations, governor citations, things like that, to let the community know that the governor's aware of what they're doing. And so we give them certificates and we go to their events. And so we out on the road a lot.
And the governor reminds us all the time. He reminds me all the time. He says, Steve, if we don't have money and if we don't have policies and do things, that doesn't mean that we can't move the needle. The greatest thing we have is our platform and our message. Mm-hmm. The simple fact that we go out and we'll meet and take the time to let an organization or nonprofit or individual know what they're doing matters and give them that citation, it can completely change the trajectory of their program and the energy that they have, which will make go out and do things even more. So the governor reminds us every day, you know, why we're on this platform, make sure that we get out there and touch people and let them know how much they're appreciated at the highest level of state government.
Yeah, and that is great. I know also with your interface offices that a lot of the work they do is around homelessness, prison reform, feeding the hungry, and emergency services, which is, again, as you said, with, you know, money, there may not be tons of money, but these interfaith are folks that have partnerships and feet on the ground and have a great understanding of what those individual communities need.
Yes.
And I just really help support your office.
So we're working with the Maryland Black Caucus, the chair of the caucus, Darrell Barnes. And he came up with an idea last summer that, you know, they felt that there are too many kids possibly when they get home playing video games or being distracted. So he felt that it would be a great thing for us and to partner with the governor to put together a volunteer group that would go out to schools individuals, professionals, and talk to them, not necessarily about, hey, you need to read this book, or hey, these are, we're going to measure how well you're comprehending, but just simply getting the additional message out all the time, reinforce the importance of reading, reinforce what reading and comprehension has done in order to somebody to advance their skills to get a professional job, so that they would understand the benefit, you know, if you read and you focus. And so we're trying to, we had a great success last year. Yes. In the first year. Mm-hmm. We're going to build on it more this year. We have several corporations that are going to come up, give out some Chromebooks. But it's very important that we get the message to the kids in many different ways. It was over a 30-day period, that reading is very vital to your future. Mm-hmm. And try and reinforce what they're getting taught in the school.
Are there things that corporations or organizations can do to help support that?
Yes, absolutely. You know, the big thing with the corporations, we'll be working to enlist them. It's in October.
Okay.
So we'll be working on the campaign here shortly. But the big thing is that if the corporations can talk to the professionals, the people they employ, and encourage them to go out and spread a message to the children's school or the Boys and Girls Club or, you know, whatever club they may want to go to, that message getting put into the kids' head over and over again about the importance of reading is where, you know, we feel that we can make an impact with no resources, but the presence, the influence of an adult, and giving that message.
Yeah, and I know the governor focuses a lot on collaborations and bringing the community together within the offices and also throughout the state as abroad. And are there any particular maybe misconceptions or things that folks may not know about a lot of the work or a lot of the work that your office does throughout the community, of ways that they can support, or just things that just, they just may not know about all the great work, or just what else there that they cannot possibly support some of the work that you're doing?
Well, I would just tell them to come on our website and mm-hmm. just see what we're doing, and whatever we're doing, does that fit their needs? Because mm-hmm. it's hard to, you know, it's got to be kind of a partnership.
Right.
And they have to do something, too. They have to mm-hmm. they have to go online or whatever. And if they're trying to find help and resources, then, you know, they can come online and see what we do and okay. things that we offer.
And I would say, you know, there's a lot of resources available at every level, whether it's county, city, state. But the one main thing that people should know about our office is that we can introduce you to where the opportunity is, mm-hmm. but it's up to you to make whatever it is you're trying to make happen. So we can introduce, but we can't actually guarantee somebody's going to, you know, get something, whether they're applying for a grant or whatever. But we can tell them where the opportunity is, or, you know, if they're a business and they're looking to bid on state contracts, we can direct them to where it is, but we can't guarantee that they're going to get something.
Great. And your office really has something for everyone. So whether you're a business, nonprofit, organization, a school, university, or education system, your office really has something for everyone that someone can fit in to either give back or to be a part of any of the particular commissions that you all have.
Yeah. And, you know, my position is a cabinet level position. And both Winston and I have a great relationship with all the secretaries across the state. So if we find someone that needs help, we can call the secretary directly and say, hey, who would you recommend in your department, or they may want to speak to themselves.
And some things lastly with the office, there are events that go on all year long. Mm-hmm. And based on the particular commissions, there is something that's always going on that folks can always find something about. So this is just not sort of a spring, winter, or summer. You have initiatives or events through all of your commissions that just really spreads throughout the year.
Right. And we have a small office. Like I say, we have 30 employees, but we have over 100 commissioners. So. Mm-hmm. So we go out in full force. So we're all over the state.
And we attend probably a little over 700 events a year throughout the year for the governor. And that could either be us or our commissioner. So we're very active, lots of things going on. You know, during business days, it could be education or it could be business events. During the evenings and weekends, it could be cultural events or it could be religious events or it could be holidays. So we kind of celebrate with the communities all year round.
Okay. And again, like how are able, I know through the website, are there other social media handles or names that we could share with folks in the community to be able to connect with you?
We are very active on social media. Twitter and Facebook both have the same handle, Maryland GOCI. And we also have a YouTube channel. We recently started a GOCI TV, which unpack monthly impacts we make with our commissioners and all the partners across the state. So you can watch it on our YouTube channel. So simply just visit our website, and then you can find all social media channels and YouTube. So make sure that you like and enjoy and subscribe. Also, we have a monthly newsletter, which is called Community Corner.
Okay.
So there's a lot of things you can subscribe to.
Okay. And in the newsletters, there's sort of highlights and updates of activities from your commissions and activities that goes on?
Exactly. And Then that also includes upcoming announcements, events. So you can simply be part of our initiatives.
Okay. And so for folks who are interested in being commissioners, is there a particular process to become a commissioner within the office?
There is. What they would want to do is they would want to reach out to us. And then let us know they would be interested in being the commissioner. And what we'll do is we'll have them fill out an online application. And that'll go into the appointments office. And then based on who's rotating off the commission and where they're located geography-wise, we look to match up and put people on that way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I definitely would encourage folks to visit the website and also to like the pages. And so I know you mentioned also with the YouTube page and also the activities that or competitive things that you all do across the state. And so is there anything that sort of, stood out from other states that you all were competing with that we can sort of talk about that sort of puts Maryland on top?
Yeah, I think the biggest difference with our office that we've heard is that we're very proactive in going to people. Mm-hmm. And then we also will follow through to make sure that they get the services or if they're having any success. And even when we introduce people to programs, we'll come back, a year later, whether it's a business or someone else, and see, okay, how have you grown now? And did you know we possibly have additional resources that could help you grow? So I think the biggest thing with us and what we hear from our counterparts is, how do you guys always keep finding opportunity and making things happen? And it's just simply we're out in the community and listening and discovering.
And it doesn't hurt to have the most popular governor in the country.
Yeah.
So, that's right. That's right. It doesn't. And so it has definitely been great and very great to share the information from the governor's office of community initiatives. And we definitely want to encourage folks to visit the website, also the social media pages. And definitely want to thank you, Executive Director Steve McAdams and Chief of Staff Winston Wilkinson, Communications Director Suku. And for those folks who are nonprofits in the community and school systems, organizations, or just our everyday citizens, we want to encourage you to really take a look and become more involved and just really be a part of the great work that this office is doing. So we definitely want to thank you and thanks everyone for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening and subscribing to What's the 211 Podcast. We are here for you 24/7, 365 days a year, simply by calling 211. Also, connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at 211 Maryland or at dragondigitalradio.podbean.com.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.